Faith, obviously, is a very emotive, personal thing, and it's different for everybody. But it's also quite difficult to actually live out your faith and to take that faith to where to actually live it on a daily basis, and also to actually go where it's uncomfortable to go. It was wonderful to be able to talk to Muslim men who, and actually talk, and when they ask why are we doing this, what we're doing, without knowing full well that you're not getting anything in return, was the epitome of love. To be able to actually say, well, that is love, and for you to understand that there is love out there, even though here today in these streets, when we're gone, you might not see or feel that love. We would like you to take that love with you and remember it in your actions so that you stay safe.
Probably about, I was about to say 12 hours, probably more like 15 hours ago, in the early hours of this morning, there's one person in particular I remember who was from Sudan, who was sat chatting to us on his bicycle, thinking about or preparing to go out to try and jump on a train, to risk his life, to try and get into the tunnel. We met him this morning, and I think we were both just glad to see that he was alive, actually, weren't we?
It was wonderful, because he'd obviously had the adventure that he'd been on last night, and before we going, I'd asked him to stay safe, because it mattered that he stayed safe, you know, because he did matter, even though we never met him before and we may never meet him again. It was important that he stayed safe and that he understood that he mattered. And so he came to find us this morning, and he brought us two apples, you know, and he'd gone, and of all the other people within that camp who didn't have anything, he wanted to bring us a thank you.
I saw that. It was quite a touching moment. He had an apple for you and for your other half. How did that feel?
It was the most... it was a little bit when you sort of hold back a tear, but recognizing how humble that was, because that's all he had, you know. That was what kept him in every sense of the word. Food is what keeping him alive, and he doesn't have that in abundance, but he wanted to, that's all he had, to come and say thank you as a Muslim man to a Christian man. It was beautiful for me to actually be able to embrace him as a team, and just, you know, young man, you matter, so remember that.
And since we, well, pretty much as soon as we left camp this afternoon trying to find our way to the port and to here, you've been driving, and the thing that I keep hearing from the front is about what you want to try and do next time to do better, so you're coming back.
Very much so, because you know, this is the first step, and you know, babies always start with a step. I'm looking forward to starting to run. We starting to run as a group, starting to run, running with love.